در قرآن 115 مرتبه کلمه دنیا اومده، 115 مرتبه کلمه آخرت.
این قرآن the word دنیا and آخرت has been repeated the same amount of number 115 times for each.
الان یک پروفسور ما در کنار کامپیوتر میتونه حرفای یک ماشو کد بندی کنه؟
Can one of our computer professors right now, can he make all of his speeches and his words in one month bring together?
ولی پیغمبر ما درس نخوانده در مکه 23 سال حرف زد، حال بیسه حرفاش میبینیم سخنانش کد داره، آمارش راز و رمز داره.
However, we can see that our beloved prophet in the 23 years that he was in Mecca and Medina, he had brought all his sayings in different codes and statistics in the Quran. Another example.
ساده ترین کلمات قرآن نصف شما هم گم نصف شما بگید و بالوالدین
احسان. Most simple phrases in Quran, I will say half of it as it is and you repeat the other half.
حالا از این کلمه ساده 20 نکته در میاد.
From this very simple phrase we can understand 20 points.
چون شبه قدر شبه ندور قرآنه دو چند دقیقه راجع به قرآن صحبت.
Therefore, I want to again speak a few minutes about Quran because tonight is when the Quran was revealed.
ساده‌ترین کلمات رو بگم.
The most simple terms I want to talk.
کلمه‌ای که همتون بلدید و بالوالدین
احسان. The phrase that you all know, بالوالدین احسان.
نکته اول.
First point.
قرآن میگه بالوالدین. حرف ب بالوالدین، حرف با یعنی با دست خودت. اگر پول و ریال و دلار بفرستید از شهر دیگه برای پدر مادر، این بل دیگه و ال والدین انسان بل یعنی قاشق قدر دهن مادر دیگه.
بل والدین this letter B at the beginning of this phrase, it means literally that you do it with your own hand. That therefore if you want to send some money to your parents, if you send it, that will not be bel walidain. Or if you want to give some food to their parents, you must spoon feed them. That is what بل والدین means, that phrase.
برای که جلسه خسته نمیشه بل والدین شما میگم احسان شما رو با هم بگید.
So we don't want to get this majlis tired. He will going to say بل والدین and inshallah you will say احسان.
و بل والدین
احسان.
قرآن نگفته بل والدین المؤمنین. گفته بل والدین احسان. یعنی احسان رو پدر مادر چه مؤمن چه کافر.
قرآن did not restrict this to مؤمنین. Therefore, this bel walidain ihsana, it is for mu'min or kafir the same.
و بل والدین
احسان.
نگفته بل والدین الحیین. به پدر مادر زنده. پدر مادر با احسان چه زنده چه مرده.
Did not restricted to whether the parents are alive. So you have to do ihsan to your parents, dead or alive.
و بل والدین
احسان.
نگفته بل والدین انفاقا. یعنی پول بده. گاهی پدر مادر پول نمیخوان. بل محبت و عاطفه میخوان.
It did not say bel walidain anfaqa, did not ask that you give money to them, because sometimes their need is not the money, they need other kindness and other things. So that is what this phrase is saying.
نگفتت و بل والدین نگفتت بل والدین احسان تا چه زمانی؟ تا مرجعیت، تا دکتر، تا فوق لیسانس، لیسانس، پروفسور. یعنی احسان مادر زمان نداره، نماز زمان داره، نماز تا زنده هستی. بعد از مرگ دیگه نماز نداره. روزه زمان داره تا غروب. حج زمان داره در حج چه. عبادات دیگه زمان داره. اما احسان والدین زمان نداره.
Allah did not restrict this to a time limit. Because for everything we do have time limit. If you are individual, you become marja, you become doctor, you become professor, or even salat, there is a time limit. Namaz zohr, namaz asr, there are time limit. For this phrase and for this action, Allah did not restrict it to a time limit that you will only support up to this point.
و بالوالدین
احسان.
نگفته بالوالدین حسنا. فرق بین حسن و احسان چیه؟ حسن نیکیست که آدم ناآگاهانه میکنه، احسان خدمتیست که انسان آگاهانه میکنه. یعنی احترام به والدین با آگاهی باشه.
The phrase is not بالوالدین حسنا because there is a difference between حسن and احسان. It's حسن that you do something without quite complete awareness. Maybe you just do it without knowing. But احسان specifically it is when you do something with complete awareness and knowing.
شما اگر جنوب باشی شیرجه بری شنا بری تو همه دریاها بردم جنوبی چون نیت بوس نکردی.
If you are جنوب and if you even going to the ocean and have not made a niyat for ghusl, therefore you are still considered janab.
باید نیت غسل بکنی تا پاک بشی.
Therefore you must have niyat for ghusl in order for you to purify yourself.
بل والدین احسانا یعنی احسان نیت داشته باشه. بل والدین احسانا یعنی احسان با نیت باشه.
بل والدین احسانا means that your the actions that you want to do it must be with niyat. You must knowingly doing it.
مفهوم شد؟
Is it clear?
و بل والدین
احسانا
چهار بار تو قرآن تکرار شده. کلمه بل والدین احسانا چهار بار تکرار شده. این بیداد اهمیت داره.
This phrase has been repeated in Quran 4 times, it shows importance.
بل والدین احسانا با کلمه قضاوت بکن. قضاوت بکن که بل والدین احسانا. قضاوت خدا احسانه. قضاوت در جاهای میگن که این قانون تغییر پیدا نمی کنه. یعنی قانون بل والدین احسانا هیچ زمانی قابل تغییر نیست.
This phrase has been incorporated with the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not going to be changed ever.
Four times, bel walidain ihsana,
it has been repeated next to tawhid.
Yani Quran gofte, parastesh nakonid, juz khoda, bad dostar bel walidain ihsana. یعنی تو اول توحید دو میکن والدین.
Therefore, Quran is teaching us that first توحید and after that it is so important that it has brought the phrase بل والدین احسانا.
نگفته بل ابوین احسانا. ولی که یه رازی داره.
It did not say بل ابوین احسانا because there is a secret behind it.
اگر میگفت بل ابوین احسانا اب شامل چهار گروه میشه.
It would have said بل ابوین اب it contains four groups.
به معلمم اب میگم.
You refer to teacher as اب.
به عموم اب میگم.
Your uncle you refer as اب.
به پدرزنم اب میگم.
Your father-in-law you call اب also.
به پیغمبر و امامم اب میگم.
To پیغمبر and امام, prophet and امام also is referred to as اب.
اگر میگفت بل ابوین احسانا شامل همه میشد.
It would have said بل ابوین احسانا, it would have meant all of those four groups.
اما گفته بل والدین احسانا یعنی حساب والدین از همه جداست.
What is said بل والدین احسانا to stress the point that والدین it is separate than the other groups.
من 6 تا نکته گفتم.
I have said 6 points so far.
14 تا نکته هم هست.
14 more points.
20 تا نکته تو ساده ترین کلمات.
20 points in the most simple phrase.
در تفسیر آیه 101 سوره بقره
in the tafsir of ayah number 101 of surah Baqarah
1,200,000 درم معنا داره.
1,200,000 meaning
ما قرآن را نشناختیم.
We have not learned about Quran yet.
انا انزلناه
فی لیلة القدر.
قرآن شب قدر.
قرآن has been revealed in شب قدر.
در قرآن همه چیز هست.
We find everything in Quran.
آداب انتخاب همسر.
It tells us how to choose a wife or husband.
ولعمت مؤمنه خیر من مشرکه. یعنی اگر بخوای همسر انتخاب کنی اول باید همفکر تو باشه. مؤمن باشه.
So if you want to find a spouse, you find someone who has the same line of thinking as you.
بسیارن کسانی که در انتخاب همسر فکر ایمان نبودن حالا شکست خوردن.
There are many who at the time when they chose their spouse they did not think about iman and now they have lost that marriage.
در انتخاب رشته تحصیلی قرآن آیه داره.
As far as what kind of major for studying for us to choose also Quran has ayah.
چی بخورید قرآن دستور داره.
Quran has teaching for us what should be eat.
چی نخوریم قرآن دستور داره.
What we should not eat Allah has commanded for us.
چهار بار فرموده گوشت خوک نخورید.
Told us in Quran 4 times that do not eat pork meat.
حدود 60 ساله میگن گوشت خوک چرمه که دو تا رژیم داره.
About 60 years that we know that they're saying that this kind of meat pork does have a special
340 سال بشر کرمشو نشناخت.
Over 1300 years, human being has not been able to recognize this one.
حالا میگه حرارت میدیم کرمشو میکشیم. بازم اسلام میگه حرام.
They say that we will put it in high temperatures and we will kill the worm, but Islam still says it is haram.
ممکنه 1340 سال دیگه بفهمن که کرمشم بکشی بازه قرار.
Maybe after another 1300 years they find out that even if you kill the worm still will be haram.
No. قرآن می فرماید
قرآن says
خانمها حجابشون رو حفظ کنند.
Our sisters they need to preserve their hijab.
مردان نگاه ممتد نکنند. نگاه طولانی.
For men do not have a continuous look.
همین امروز یک تحلیل یک دقیقه ای دارم گرچه مناسب شب نیست اما چون مهمه میخوام بگم.
And tonight I have one analysis for about 1 minute, although it does not directly refer to Shab al-Qadr, but because the impact is important, I want to share with you.
من یه سوال دارم.
I have a question for you.
شما جواب.
You have answer.
نهاری که میخورید در طول سال لذیذتر یا افطار؟
The lunch that you eat during the year, it is better or the افطار؟
افطار. میدونید چرا؟ چون افطار مدتی محروم بودیم. چون مدتی محروم بودیم به غذا رسیدیم با میل می‌خوریم.
The reason iftar it is so more delicious to you because for a period of time you have been deprived, now that is the time when you can eat iftar, you enjoy its taste.
اسلام میگه خودتو از زن مردم محروم کن که وقتی همسر به همسر رسید با میل پلو هم برن.
Islam says that you must deprive yourself of others' wives, therefore when you come to your own wife, you enjoy that wife.
اینا که به هر زنی نگاه میکنن
those people who look at every woman
مثل کسیست که تو خیابون که را میده هر چی رسید میخوره.
It's like those people that they walk in the street and anything they come across they eat.
این آقا وقتی به غذای خونش رسید با میل نمیخوره.
Therefore this guy when he gets home he does not have any appetite to eat his own food.
بنابراین مسلمان های با تقوا در لذت جنسی هم از غربی ها موفق تر.
Therefore, Muslims, the true Muslims, with taqwa, even in the matter of the sexual appetite, they are even more successful from the West.
وقتی انسان تشنه شد، مزه آب را بیشتر درک میکنه.
When you are thirsty, you appreciate the water much more.
امروز که خانمی با آرایش چشم مردم را جذب کرد، علاقه مرد به خانمش کم میشه. فردا هم یه خانم دیگه خوش آرایش میکنه نشون شوهر شما میده عشق شوهر شما از شما کم میشه.
So if one lady she has the makeup on and she looks beautiful and your husband looks at her and he likes it, therefore he will have a little bit more liking of you, and if this continues he will have less and less liking of you, of his own wife.
خدا ما را آفرید. خدا ما را دوست داره.
Allah loves us.
دیگران ما را دوست ندارن.
Others do not like us.
باید بنده خدا باشیم.
We must be بنده خدا. We must be the slave of Allah سبحانه.
خدا ما را برای خودمون میخواد.
Allah wants us for our own sake.
دیگران ما را برای خودشون میخواد.
Others want us for their sake.
اگر خدا به ما میگه نماز بخون،
If Allah tells us that we must pray,
همه مردم نماز بخونن یا نخونن در خدا اثر نداره.
Whether all people pray or not does not have any impact on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
یک مثال میزنم که شما برای بچه‌هاتون بگید.
I will give you one example so you can convey the same message to your children.
به بچه‌ت بگو.
Tell your children.
اگر همه مردم رو به خورشید خونه بسازن یا پشت به خورشید خونه بسازن در خورشید اثر نداره.
If everybody in this world they build their houses whether toward the sunlight or the back to the sunlight, it does not have any effect on the sun itself.
بنابراین اگر رو به خورشید خونه بسازیم خودمون نور و حرارت پیدا می‌کنیم.
Therefore, if we build our house facing sun, we benefit from
کسی که دستش گذاشت به دست خدا به ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب، کسی که دستش به دست خدا گذاشت قوی میشه.
The one who puts his hand in the hand of Allah, he has the peace of mind and peace of heart.
یک مثال.
Another example.
کودکی تو کوچه میره، تو خیابون میره.
We see a kid in the street.
اگر یک کسی نگاهش بکنه، ممکنه ای بترسه.
If somebody looks at him, he might be a little bit scared.
اما اگر کودک دستش تو دست والدین بود، هر کسی هم نگاهش کنه، چون دستش تو دست باباشه قویه.
But if he, his hand is in the hands of his father and is walking in the street, anybody give him even a dirty look, he still will not be scared because he is relying on his father.
اگر هم کسی نگاه بردش بکنه، کودک به اون مرد میگه این بابا میده.
Anybody give him the dirty look, he will tell that person that hey, this is my dad, he's going to take care of
me. امام دستش تو دست خدا گذاشت.
امام put his hand in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
به همه ابرقدرت ها گفت ابرقدرت ها هیچ غلطی نمیتونن بکنن.
امام خمینی told all the superpowers that they cannot do a damn thing.
آدم مؤمن نمیترسه.
The true mu'min is not afraid of anybody.
آدم بیدین میترسه.
The one who does not have any religion is afraid. The one is afraid.
علی چون مؤمن بود ضربت که خود فهمود فست و رستگار شدن.
Imam Ali, because he was moment when he got hit on the head, he said, I become prosperous.
Imam Hussein فرمود, میل من به شهادت, شهادت پلو من زیباتر از گردنبند در سینه عروسه.
Imam Hussein says, شهادت to me, it is more beloved than
عروس و دختر جمال من.
Than a necklace with a young lady.
اولیاء خدا از مرگ نمی ترسن.
The friends of Allah, the people close to Allah, do not fear from death.
چون خاطر جمع کارش درست بوده.
Because they are afraid, they are sure that all their actions are according to Allah's command.
امشب شب شهادت امیرالمومنین.
Tonight is the night of شهادت امام علی.
من نامه حضرت علی رو براتون میخونم. وصیت.
I will read the wasiyat, the will of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
فرمود حسن حسین اوصیکما و جمیع ولدی و اهلی شما دو نفر و نوه های خودم را و اهل خودم را و همه شیعیان و کسانی که نامه من در دستش گذاشته سفارش میکنم.
I am giving this wasiyat to Hassan and Hussein and all my children, all my grandchildren, all my household and all my Shias that this is my wasiyat to all of you. This is my will to all of you.
وصیت میکنم به تقوا.
I will advise you of taqwa.
Inna Allaha ma'a alladhina taqaw. Khuda ba muttaqin.
Allah is with muttaqin, with the people who are pious.
Sual mikonam lutfan ba ham jawab bedid. Har chi aqidatuna jawab bedid.
I will ask and you will answer and whatever it is your opinion you answer this question.
Dar in kishvar roz be roz Islam khamosh mishe ya roshantar
mishe? In this country does the light of Islam is it becoming or lighter or dimmer every day.
با این که در همین کشور با دلار یه شبکه درست کردن فقط آخوندان مسخره میکنن.
In spite of all the misinformation and specifically that they have made a channel that they are making fun of our ulama, still Islam is growing.
دلار هست، تلویزیون هم هست، مسخره هم هست، اما محبوبیت ما بیشتره.
They have the dollar, they have the TV, they have the channel and they are making mockery and fun of our ulama, but alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, our popularity is increasing.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل.
Brothers and sisters, I decided that we will prolong this session and we are not going to have any other session.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل.
Because I think this is more beneficial than any other session.
اللهم صل على
امام حسین را زیر سم اسب کوبیدن زواراش بیشتر شد.
They stomped all over Imam Hussein and his ashab. However, his fathers and the people who went to visit him have become more and more.
هر چی بدینی بیشتر بشه، گرایش مردم به دین بیشتر میشه.
Whatever they do, the following of their religion for the people is increased.
خب. امیرالمومنین میفرماید که اوصی کن به تقوا الله.
امام علی سر این دفعه تقوا
یعنی گناه دیدی خود تو حفظ کن.
تقوا means that you protect yourself from guna, from the sin.
و نظم امر کن. شما اینجا بشید خط نمیشه
and discipline in your affairs.
امیرالمومنین میفرماید اگر دو تا مسلمان با هم قهرن شما آشتی بدید.
امیرالمومنین said if two Muslims they had some heart feeling from each other you must bring them to close the peace.
آشتی دادن دو تا مسلمان از همه نمازها و روزهای مستحبی بهتره.
To bring two friends and two Muslims together it is better than all kinds of mustahab namaz.
الله الله فی الایتام به یتیما رسیدگی کنید.
Make sure that you take care of the affairs of the orphans.
بخشی از خمس و زکات مال یتیم هاست.
Part of خمس and زکات it is for the orphans.
سه تا حدیث برای خمس میکنم.
I will recite three hadiths for خمس.
سه تا حدیث یک دقیقه طول میکشه.
All three hadiths will take 1 minute.
هر حدیثی 20 ثانیه.
Every hadith 20 seconds.
به شرطی که شما بگیر و برای دیگران هم بگیر.
With one condition that you must take it and share with others.
20 ثانیه اول.
Verse 20 seconds.
امام جواد فرمود من امام جوادم به شیعیان بگو من ضامنم خمس بدید مالتون کم نشه.
امام جواد علیه السلام says that I will guarantee that if you pay your خمس it will not decrease your mal, your property.
شاخه های انگور که قیچی میکنن انگورش بهتر میشه.
The branches of grapes, when you cut, you will increase in the number of grapes that you get.
کسانی که مقدار خون میدن به بانک خون، اولین آب و شیری که بخورن تبدیل به خون میشه.
Those people who donate the blood to the blood banks, the first time they will drink some water or milk, it turns into blood.
حدیث دو.
Next حدیث, the second.
امام کاظم فرمود اگر خمس و زکات را پول حقی را ندید، خدا زندگیتون رو جوری تابش میده که دو برابرش در راه باطل میده.
امام کاظم علیه السلام said if you do not pay your homes and all the money that you're supposed to pay Allah will turn your life in such a way that probably you have to pay twice that much in order to get your result.
یعنی اگر 10 میلیون خمس ندید یه خرج 20 میلیونی خدا جلب سفره میذاره.
That means if you don't pay homes for 10 million Allah will do something that you must at the end pay probably 20 million.
حدیث سه.
Third حدیث.
امام فرمود، امام رضا فرمود خمس ندید ما نیاز به خمس شما نداریم. میتونید با معجزه سنگ و طلا کنیم مثلا. ولی به معجزه ما امام رضا نیم من میگم. امام رضا فرمود ما نیاز به خمس شما نداریم. اما اگر خمس ندید به شما دعا نمی کنیم. شما به خاطر پول خودتون از دعای ما محروم نکنید.
امام رضا علیه السلام says if you do not pay your homes we do not need your money and we can turn we can turn stone into gold and we, that's how we can get our money. But and we do not pray for you if you don't pay for it. Tonight deprive yourselves from our prayers.
In Quran.
This is Quran.
Inna anzalnahu.
Shabbat
Quran. Dar Quran 27 ayat.